zero to yard.
AT&T sitting at home.
You know where Culver's is here in Greer by the Aldi store?
On about, yeah.
Went to the east on Wade Hampton. There was smoke that you wouldn't believe, and just seen two fire trucks heading that way. And whatever it is down there about, looks to be about another half a mile down the road on the left side, be the north side, is really burning.
The dealership's down about there.
Is not real black like petroleum yet. There's a little bit of black smoke in it. Most of it's gray, which would indicate non-petroleum. But it's really making a huge cloud. And I saw a second fire truck headed down there just now. But, man, it's a big one. It ought to be on the news there for long, I would think.
Be. Probably will be. And I guess we'll see what they say about it.
I'm looking at the Culver sign. I'm to the west of it, just about a block there at Aldi's. But when you look back down there towards, I don't know what all's out in there. Zaxby's? Is that? We're not sure. But it's going to the east there, maybe a half mile to a mile on the north side of the road. Something burning bad. I think they're starting to get it under control, but there's still a cloud of smoke.
And driving over in that area right now, that would be a traffic jam of extreme proportions.
We just turned out and rolled the window up here. We're headed towards the little rebel. And if we get in there in good time and get out, maybe we'll beat the traffic jam.
Then, hopefully you'll be able to get in and get out without a problem.
Got here at Panera Bread and Walgreens at the 101 and Highway 29 there at their Wade Hampton. And we're sitting here at the stop and go.
That's good then. You are on your way to where you're headed then.
You know, we're from Kansas. We're a little slow, but when it comes to eating, we can always find that. Have you looked at anything on HF this afternoon, or you even had time? I don't usually look at it during the day.
Home a little while ago, and I've been doing some other things around the house that need to get done. And so I haven't looked to see if there's anything on the, on the radio band. I've got the computer that hooks up to it behind me, but I haven't turned on the radio to check to see if there's anything on. So I'm just trying to get things done. You know how it is.
Yes, sir. Well, I did see that station I told you about from Mongolia on 17 again last night, or night before last. So he'd been there more than one night. And he usually pops up at 18073 if you're interested in it. And it's pretty workable, I think. And he's not going real, real fast.
Shows up. I called the South Carolina single sideband net last night and got over in time to get on a 40-meter net that was just getting started. So made a couple of contacts there. And so anyway, I'll look tonight and see. And see if maybe there's something on there I want to work.
Well, I was so shot there yesterday, as you well know, that I didn't even go downstairs last night. I checked in because it was about 9:30 before I ever went in to take a shower. And I checked in upstairs there and Dave was, and DJW was running the net last night. And did that, and I didn't even really feel up to that, but I knew from Bernice telling me that we would be, Quebec through Tango would be first last night. And I didn't have to wait hardly any, so I waited till he got the preamble done and checked in and headed for the race. Well, we're just headed down here past Ingalls Market and headed over towards the Rebel and get us a nice salad and something to eat and we'll catch you down the line. W2TN0TR.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you later then. Y'all have a good lunch. W2T.